welcome you to our Christmas program, time when we can, as a family, go through a number of songs, a number of passages of Scripture, some other things that relate to the coming of the Lord. And it's our hope that this will be review for you. You'll just be able to renew the truth of the glorious things of the birth of Christ. We'll start by standing and turning to number 145. 145, singing, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Father, tonight we are taking this time to express our thankfulness, our gratefulness, our praise for the fact that at a point in time the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We thank you tonight for the Incarnation. We thank you for Emmanuel. We thank you for the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Father, we commit this service to you, and may it be pleasing, may it be honoring, may it be a praise to our God and our Savior. We just are grateful, Lord, that we can do this, and we are eternally thankful. So bless this evening, we ask in your name. Amen. Be seated, please. Gene Green and has a number for us on the flute.
Thank you. Thank you, Gene.
Christmas is a time of rejoicing. We don't use bells a whole lot, but they seem to always be kind of festive and whatnot. And so we're going to have the Whistler King family singers, I guess, come and sing Ring the Bells. We can take time afterwards and express our appreciation to the people rather than during the service. There are some scriptures that need to be read at Christmas that we don't often read. Talk about the prophesied birth and the fulfillment of it. Matt Green's going to come and read a passage out of Micah chapter 5 that talks about the birth of this one.
Reading is from Micah 5:2-5. But as for you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. Therefore he will give them up until the time when she who is in labor has borne a child. Then the remainder of his brethren will return to the sons of Israel. And he will arise and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will remain. Because at that time he will be great to the ends of the earth, and this one will be our peace.
Amen. Child is going to be very special. Barnabas is going to play now the birthday of a king for us.
Thank you.
sins. Another song that deals with this child, Danny Looney's going to come and sing now. Danny didn't come from Hawaii just to sing for us, but we're glad he's here, glad he's back. So Danny, is he here? He'll be right back. I thought I saw him sitting out there, just right in front. Okay, why don't we have maybe Barnabas come back with Kim? Another song about the child. What child is this? And the return, Danny Looney is going to come and sing for us One Small Child.
In my defense, I had to get some water. One small child in the land of a thousand, one small dream of a Savior tonight. One small hand reaching out to the starlight. One small city of life. One king bringing his gold and riches. One king ruling an army of might. One king bringing incense and candlelight. One king bringing us life. See him lying a cradle beneath him. See him smiling in the stall. See his mother praising his father. See his tiny eyelids fall. One small light from a flame of a candle. One small light from a city of might. One small light from the stars in the endless night. One small light from a face. See the shepherds kneeling before him. See the kings on bended knee. See his mother praising his father. See his tiny infant sleep. One small child in the land of a thousand. One small dream of a savior tonight. One small hand reaching out to the starlight. One small savior of life.
Child was born, but not just a child. Jim Parks is going to read a passage of scripture that helps us understand just who it was, from Isaiah chapter 9.
I'll be reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. But there will be no more gloom for her who was in anguish. In earlier times he treated the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali with contempt. But later on he made it glorious by the way of the sea on the other side of Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light, and those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nations. You shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence, as with the gladness of the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you shall break the yoke of their burden and the staff on their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors, as at the battle of Midian. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle of tumult, and the cloak rolled in blood, will be burning fuel for the fire. For a child will be born unto us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. And there will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
Not just a child, but God himself coming to earth. Carsons are going to come and sing a song relating to that. God has come to earth. God has come to earth, and our response certainly can be joy. Andy is going to come sing Joy to the World. God came to earth, really was born in the town of Bethlehem. Brad's going to come and read a passage out of Luke that relates to the events of the actual birth.
Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child.
Christ is born in Bethlehem. It's appropriate to take our hymnals and sing number 141. 141. Stand, please, and we'll sing all four verses of O Little Town of Bethlehem. 141. Sung about the quiet little town of Bethlehem. And perhaps there was a silence that night. Perhaps there was a certain stillness. Laura's going to come and play Silent Night for us.
Oh.
Along with the silence, there were angels, and angels weren't silent that night. And Isaac is going to come and play Hark the Herald Angels Sing for us. Turn to number 132 and we'll sing Angels We Have Heard on High. 132. Let's stand, please. We'll sing all four verses.
Yeah.
We've read and had a lot of music and songs and instruments about the coming of our Lord. He didn't come just to come. He wasn't just curious to see what Bethlehem looked like at night or what the earth was about. Thoughtful people think, at least question, why did he come? And it's a good question. We'll try to answer it before the night's out. But Anne and Sarah are going to play a duet for us now. I wonder, as I wonder. Dave Kane's going to come and read something that he wrote that might answer some of our questions as to what's behind the coming of Christ or what's beyond just the birth of Christ. What did it mean and what does it mean to us? Dave?
I'd really like to thank Gloria Perkins for her graciously taking the time to help edit this and make it flow and make it where everybody can understand it instead of my own ramblings. But concerning Christ himself, if Christ just came to redeem us, that itself would be an awesome thing. But he really goes even, if possible, beyond that. He identifies himself with us. And he identifies us with him. He partook of everything that it means to be human. And he in turn invites us to partake in his suffering, his death, his resurrection. He invites us to partake with him, with a oneness with him in glory. And that's the basic idea behind the poem.
What did the shepherds of the field then know, that they would leave their flocks unguarded so, leaving their flocks open to danger, while they hurried to Bethlehem's manger?
Angels proclaimed the young child's birth, the one who would bring peace on earth. So they sought the baby in a manger stall, and were found by the great shepherd of all.
What compelled the Magi to forsake their throne, to leave the splendor of their regal home, to cross vast mountains and the burning sand, while they faced perils from beast and man?
Though very wise, they chose the wiser far. They left earth's honors to follow heaven's star. They looked for a king with whom to relate, and were found instead by the God incarnate.
God became man? How can this be? What does the incarnate God require of me? Must I, too, leave the comforts of my home, that I may approach the eternal throne?
The work is complete. Our Savior paid it all, providing salvation for great and small. Our part is only into Christ to believe, and be found in Him who does sinners receive.
Christ carried our sorrows. He took our pain, and the curse of man on God was laid. So fully did our Savior to us relate, on the cross He became the sin He did hate. We, with Christ Jesus, are thus crucified, our rebellious nature in Him having died. We die to the world and all of its sin. He then calls us to be alive in Him. Our oneness with Christ no words can explain. Together we live as God's Word did ordain. We suffer with Him, and with Him we die, resurrected with Him to dwell on high. So closely does Christ identify with His own, more intimate than friends, His flesh and His bones. He leads us forth in the paths He once trod, through light sorrow on earth to great joy with God. The church is His body. He is our head. He is the firstborn from among the dead. He is our Lord. We are His bride. Forever we live and rejoice at His side.
We are dead to sin,
alive in Him,
crucified,
justified,
sanctified,
glorified,
reigning without end.
It's a great thing to be able to say we're identified with Christ. Marvelous truth. Thank you. That's our program. We trust that you have reviewed in your minds the things of Christmas. Perhaps some of these things you can carry back into your homes and your various celebrations later on this week, that it would not just be the presents and the Christmas tree and all the good things that we do, but that it would really be centered around the one who came to earth as our Savior. Traditionally, and I guess 20 years makes it a tradition, we close the service by singing a song, very familiar song in terms of the melody, the words by Janet Humphrey to the 12 Days of Christmas, only it's fitting a little bit more for us to sing. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing to the shepherds on the hillside. Could I have a couple of guys come and hand these out to the people, please? We have been playing our guitars for this number for a number of good reasons. We'll not do that this year, but Margaret will play the piano, and you can just think of the piano as an 88-string guitar, and it'll be just about the same, so... When you get your words, we'll stand and sing all 12 verses of On the Very First Christmas, the Angels Came to Sing. And then we invite you to join with us back in the fellowship hall to just communicate with each other the good things of Christmas and our appreciation for the ones who have helped us in this service. And we trust that you'll be able to stay. But we'll wait till they get the words passed out, and then we'll stand and sing this one, and then we'll be dismissed. All right, I think we've got them all. We'll stand, please. Sing all 12 verses.
On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, "Fear ye not," to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, "Christ is born, fear ye not," to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, "Manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not," to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, "God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not," to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, "Tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not," to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, "City of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not," to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, "Good will to men, city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not," to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, "Peace on earth, goodwill to men, city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not," to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, "Glory to God, peace on earth, goodwill to men, city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not," to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, "Lord of lords, glory to God, peace on earth, goodwill to men, city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not," to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, "King of kings, Lord of lords, glory to God, peace on earth, good in men, city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not," to the shepherds on the hillside.
Thank you for coming. Lord bless.